So my microphone finally works on Google Chrome. How about that, everyone? How about that phenomenon? So today is March 17th, as of 30 minutes ago. And how many years have I been fucking around on Night Flirt? Probably 6, 7, 8. Is that right? Wow. And it's one of those things, because it's not, I'm sure there's been periods I know of several months, maybe up to a year, although probably not quite that long, that I had, not been on there. But it's kind of incredible to me that it's been that long. Yeah, but it must have been 2004 when that first started. Kind of a lot of things. Yeah. So I'm just going to say right now, so I think I'm going to say I don't believe that there's anything inherently wrong with using a service like that. If you want to have phone sex and you want to pay for it, more power to you. And it's not even that. Like, of things that I've wasted money on in my life, right, there are things that I've wasted more money on than Night Flirt over the last 8 years, for sure. Like late fees. Just for a lot of things, being I'm sure more than that. That being said, What is it that I think is bad about it right now is kind of hard for me. Is a touch difficult to quantify. I'll say that for sure. Because I'm not trying to be sex negative about this. Like I said, if you're a fan, awesome, right? Awesome for you and for everyone else who is making money off of you. But yeah, it is hard now that I'm trying to do it, to put it into words what's different, but I'm gonna try to in the next minute and 45 seconds here or thereabouts. I'm gonna take a I don't know, maybe there is nothing. But I'm just gonna say right now that it's March 17th and it's almost like I heard this dominatrix say when she was talking with Terry Gross in an interview, like probably a couple years ago, right? That sometimes things like this are kind of like therapy, and she was talking about how, you know, in some ways the dominatrix was saying this, that she felt like a therapist. And I don't think I'd necessarily equate the two. I don't think kind of an in-person kind of relationship is anything like an over-the-phone kind of relationship. But I do believe there's probably a lesson to be taken from it. I don't think you need to get too Freudian or too deep about it, but there is something there. And I think whatever that is, I've learned. And that may be a long 5-minute explanation of something very simple, but that's all I've got to say about that.